good to get back out there?
Of course. It's good to see all my teammates, you know, new guys, younger guys. It feels good to run around a little bit.
What made you tell us your decision to work out on your own as opposed to being involved with the OTAs and other stuff here?
Honestly, I just felt like I was trying to put myself in the best position to compete for, you know, a spot on the team and also help this team win the championship. So, I mean, you guys know me. I frequently do things, you know, a little different from everybody else. I don't think that's bad or a shocker. And honestly, if everybody in this world was a conformist, you know, it would be one boring place. So,
my logical follow-up question is, I'm not disputing what you decided, is how can you get better on your own when everybody's in the meetings here going over the tape and taking the reps? Just your vantage point.
Well, honestly, I stayed in contact with some guys over here, making sure, you know, things weren't changing in the meeting room and stuff like that. So I just wanted to stay on top of, you know, my game. And whatever I felt like being somewhere else, being on my own, I normally do better and be productive that way. So.
Did you get any pushback from the team on that?
I don't think so. The guys embraced me as soon as I walked in the door, so it was cool.
What were you working on physically to?
Just football stuff, position drills, you know, rehab, stuff like that. You know, we all know I had a knee injury, so I wanted to stay on top of that also.
How do you feel right now?
I feel awesome. I feel great. I'm ready to go.
You think Tebow's going to be a distraction?
Honestly, I think, you know, he already has a lot on his plate, so I'm pretty sure he's going to be in his playbook for the most part. So I that's out of my control, but it's definitely good to see a Gator in the building.
Do you think he'll fit in here with this team?
Of course. He's a hard worker, a competitor, and he loves the game, and we need guys like that a part of it.
What was your reaction when you heard the news?
I was happy for him. You know, just, you know, he got to get his job back and whatever and come out here and compete. So that's good to see him smile. You know, that big smile I'm used to seeing the last few years down in Florida. So, it was great to see him back.
Nobody begrudges him the attention that he gets, even though he's a guy who's, you know, further on down the roster and he's trying to make his niche in the NFL. He gets a lot of attention, but other players, it doesn't bother them?
I don't pay attention to that type of stuff. I'm just about winning ball games and everything else is irrelevant to me.
What'd you say to him when you saw him, man?
Just happy to see you. You know, I feel like he's a brother. We had a great relationship. Mm-hmm. So I know he's going to come to compete and make me better, make other guys better. So, hey, whatever. It's good to see him.
You know about the hoopla that he brings because you lived it.
Honestly, I don't know. I don't pay attention to TV and none of that. I don't watch any of that.
But you played with him before.
I played with him.
Was it ever a distraction, all the stuff that was throwing around with him? He won the Heisman when he was a sophomore.
I don't think – honestly, he handled it well. I think he's a great guy, and he's a winner. That's all I pay attention to. I don't really – the outside distraction stuff, that's not for me to decide.
Can you give him any words of advice about how to survive and how to thrive here in Foxborough?
Just, you know, get on board, and just, like I said, every day is a lot of pressure once you walk in the door. So I'm pretty sure he can handle that. He was an accountable guy down in Gainesville. I'm pretty sure he'll do it again here.
It's feeling like, you know, all this hoopla and everything, that he really doesn't make a difference because he's really going to have to earn a spot himself.
Absolutely. Not just him. Me and myself personally, I'm going to have to earn a spot also. So we all out here trying to get better and work hard and earn a spot on this roster.
Brandon, do you have any issue with the contract at all? Because you're going into a contract year and obviously working out away from the team. Some guys do that, stay away in contract years because they're upset with that situation. Are you upset at all with your contract situation that you haven't been extended?
Now, you know I can't speak on that. Why would you ask me that? No comment, guys. No comment.
Be here for training camp?
Absolutely.
You mentioned knee injury, but you did play every game last season. Is it something you played through? Did you need to have surgery after the season?
It's just, you know, a lot of guys got nicks and bruises, but it's something I played through. And like I said, I wanted to put myself in the best position to be able to compete at a high level. And I felt like, you know, just being somewhere else rehabbing, I think it'll work out for me.
Is that still an issue for you, or have you got past that?
Yeah, I'm way past that now. Like I said, I'm feeling the best I felt since I've been here, so I'm good. I'm ready.
Guys, let's take one more.
You mentioned the competition, trying to make the team, whether it was you or Tebow or whoever. I mean, how do you feel about the linebackers that they brought in the offseason?
Honestly, I haven't had a chance to look at none of the guys. You know, I'm still meeting guys in the locker room. I don't pay attention to the draft. So, like I said, there's a lot of guys coming to me introducing themselves, and I'm looking forward to watching them play. I'm pretty sure we wouldn't draft them if they couldn't ball. So it'll be a lot of competition in that room. Like I said, hey, nobody's safe here. Nobody's safe. So that's the mindset I have, and I'm pretty sure everybody else knows that.
All right, guys. Thanks. Thanks.